Good evening, everybody. My name is Angela Delling from Southwest Arkansas, also the admin of Was an Addict Facebook recovery group, and also I have the Recovery Tools and Challenges podcast. It is 6:40 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I just got off work, and I'm happy to say that I have moved into my apartment. As of Thursday, I am the owner of the renter of a one-bedroom apartment with a laundromat here on property. Rental, I did qualify for rental assistance, and I wanted to get settled in before I did this podcast because I'm trying to learn how to do better podcasts, and please keep giving me feedback if you listen to this because I take all suggestions and I do not criticize for any suggestions. I'm a very positive person, so I take any suggestions and any, just anything, and I'm very happy to have y'all loving and supporting my podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about something that was new to me. Also, it's called the 4 C's of Addiction Explained. Well, first of all, I didn't know there was the 4 C's of addiction. So this was a very interesting read, and I would love to share it with y'all. Addiction is a single word that's used to describe many different intensities of addictive behavior. When someone gets a headache from cutting down on coffee, there's talk of caffeine addiction. Chain smokers are dubbed as tobacco addicts, or repeatedly binge-watching our favorite TV show is casually described as being addicted to it. We use the same word to describe the behavior of someone with a substance use disorder. Regularly abusing alcohol or taking illicit drugs is seen as an addiction to these substances. The 4 C's of addiction are a helpful tool in distinguishing between addiction as a mental health disorder, demanding treatment, and other types of addictive behaviors. The 4 C's are compulsion, cravings, consequences, and control. Let's explore how the presence of each of these aspects point out problematic addiction. What are the 4 C's of addiction? As a concept, the 4 C's of addiction was created to distill the disease of addiction to its fundamental parts, which are compulsion, cravings, consequences, and control. They have since become a useful way to accurately describe or even identify addiction. For example, you know that someone has an addiction when they have compulsive drug-seeking behavior, have drug cravings, continue using drugs in spite of the negative consequences, have lost control of their drug use, and as a result are unable to cut back or stop using. When all 4 C's are present, a person is considered to have an addiction or a substance use disorder. Consequently, they'll need professional addiction treatment to recover. Let's discuss each of the 4 C's of addiction in more detail. Compulsion. The compulsion means someone has an irresistible urge or an uncontrollable desire to perform a specific action. Compulsive behavior is an intense, overwhelming drive to behave in a certain way. Someone with an addiction is overpowered by the urge to find and use drugs. This type of behavior is described as a compulsive drug seeking. Cravings. Drug cravings mimic physical needs like hunger or thirst. To an addicted person, drugs become as vital as food and water. Cravings can become so intense it causes insomnia or lack of appetite. Addicts tend to become anxious, agitated, and unable to think of anything else when drug cravings aren't satisfied. 3. Consequences. The third C of addiction refers to when someone continues to use drugs despite an awareness of negative consequences it will bring. Consequences of addiction can be far-reaching. Substance abuse harms a person's physical, mental, emotional, and financial, social, and professional health. The impact of addiction on relationships can be downright devastating. Discontinue drug use despite the knowledge that it has negative consequences is often what connects addiction and criminal activity. But the consequences is often what don't have to be unlawful to point out the presence of addiction problems. For example, a person may face the consequences of feeling hungover, foggy, and able to function well at work, but it doesn't deter them from drinking excessively each night. Number 4, control. The fourth and final C of addiction is characterized by a complete loss of control over drug-using habits. Sometimes at the beginning stages of developing an addiction, someone starts to realize their substance use is spiraling out of control and may try to stop. When a person is unable to exercise only any restraint when it comes to their drug-using habits, a severe addiction has set in and treatment is essential. Fortunately, no person battling addiction is a lost cause. Many effective addiction treatment options exist. Clued up, being well informed bolsters, support, or strengthen the battle against addiction. It's not unusual for coffee lovers to describe themselves as caffeine addicts, but a person who needs a coffee to get up and at them obviously won't pursue getting a latte with some urgency and intensity of someone who's trying to get their next cocaine fix. A more correct term for describing addictive behaviors like excessive coffee drinking or chain-smoking cigarettes would likely be chemical dependence. Although general use of the word addiction isn't harmful per se, getting clued up on accurate addiction language and how to use it can help the harmful stigma attached to addiction. The reason I liked this 4 C's of addiction was because, I mean, if you really think about it, we didn't think about our compulsions and our just you didn't think about this stuff back in the day. But now that you look at it, it's pretty interesting, because I remembered the cravings I used to have, like when we were waiting on payday and waiting for my husband's check to come in, and the minute we would go or catch a ride or find somebody who was going to bring it, the cravings just like hit. You're fainting. I mean, it was horrible. And at that time, you don't think about the consequences of what's going to happen after you get high and spend all your money and you wake up with no money, no cigarettes, no groceries, your bills didn't get paid. That's where control, the loss of control come in for us. Like, we could be, to be honest, my husband was a journeyman electrician. And so he would bring him good money, just the electricians, plus per diem when they would go do shutdowns, because they like doing shutdowns because you get paid per diem and you get good substantial amount of money. Sometimes he come home with $1,200-$1,500 a week. And when he come home Friday, or when Friday hit, we was in. Back then, it was crack was what me and my husband first started out on. And we were in the crack neighborhood. And do you know how many times you can spend that amount of money and not realize it? And the next morning you wake up, or you ain't even been to sleep, but you're fainting for a cigarette, you're wanting coffee, you ain't got nothing because you just smoked up $1,200. Those were the things that reminded me of this when I did this article. When it comes to drugs and alcohol, if you're addicted, you do not have no control over your mind, your ability to think straight when it comes to making decisions in addiction. All you're chasing is that one thing. And you will do whatever it takes to get over the craving, to get the stuff, to get over the craving. You will do whatever it takes and face the consequences at the end, when something always usually happens and you're going to face consequences. And then, you know you have a problem when you lose all control of your senses. I didn't really go into compulsion because it was saying someone, it's like being overpowered by the urge. So yeah, I guess that would be a compulsion, because when you know every Friday you got that substantial amount of money, you know what you're doing. It's like, I guess it could be a compulsion, because it was every Friday, every paycheck, and then we eventually had to give up work, or he would, because we knew we couldn't have money in our hands, because once we had money in our hands, we're going down the road to get some drugs, to get high or drunk or what have you, and then you lose all control. And for me and him, there was thieving and stuff that you would have to pay consequences for, and that's how it went. And I'm trying to learn how to put some of my life story in here too when I'm discussing an article with y'all. And so bear with me. And I hope you enjoyed the four C's of addiction and a little explanation about kind of like what me and my husband went through. And if you have any questions or comments, please, now that I have Wi-Fi at home now, I will start uploading videos on YouTube and too as well. I'm trying to get any ideas, comments, or anything. Please hit me up as Angela Dowling on Facebook or just Was a Addict on Facebook recovery groups. Thank you once again for listening. I hope everyone has a great rest of the day. And in case I don't get back around to doing another podcast before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Please enjoy your family and friends. Pick up a telephone if you need sober friends to talk to. If you just need a friend to vent to, pick up a phone. Go to a meeting. Take all precautions that you need to take to stay clean and sober. Happy Thanksgiving, and I love every one of you. God bless.